Hello, thank you so much for joining me today. I'm sitting here on a wintry, sleeting, icy evening in Maine on a winter day in January. You may be listening to this. It could be summertime wherever you're at. But I wanted to share with you some thoughts and some tips and strategies related to how to make your visions, your dreams, your plans for the year, how to make them turn into reality. How do you go about designing your life, designing your personal, your professional life, setting those goals in place and achieving those goals? And a big part of this is, in addition to having the dreams and the visions and the goals, is to take the time to actually map out a plan. Map out a plan, revisit your plan, think about the things that need to get done, and set out a plan and the steps that need to be put into place to achieve your goals and your dreams. And I've found out over time that I'm very much a goal setter. I'm very much a taskmaster. I set my to-do lists. I set my personal goals, my weekly goals, my business goals. It's something that I enjoy doing. It comes naturally, but I find that there's a lot of people that have resistance to planning and goal setting and mapping out a business plan, or even when they think about their life, kind of more going day by day versus setting a plan, like whether it's, you know, losing a certain amount of weight or exercising more days per week. And I like to think about it not so much as just like setting a business plan or setting personal plans and goals for your life, but think about it as like designing your life. Design the life you've always wanted. Design the kind of business that you always wanted. And this does involve definitely an aspect of taking time and setting a plan and putting a plan in place. And not everybody is a planner. Not everybody enjoys the planning process. Some people have a very strong aversion to goal setting and planning. And so I just wanted to talk a little bit and share some examples and some tips, things that I have found helpful for myself. And also whenever I've been working with other business owners and you know, supporting people both personally and professionally. So the first example that I wanted to talk about is the importance of having a plan in place. I have found it's vital whenever I'm trying to turn a vision into reality, whether it's the kind of lifestyle I want to live, the kind of business I want to have, the physical fitness, the level of fitness that I want to have for me, for my dogs, is I need that plan in place because it's going to help me get very clear about what is that vision, what is that goal that I want, and to continually revisit this plan and revisit that vision and revisit what it is that I'm striving for is also a huge, huge, huge motivator. It's something that helps to motivate and keep me inspired when things get tough. So when I think about planning and goal setting, I would say one of the top two things is, number one, it helps you to actually take the goals and the dreams and the vision that you have. It helps you to turn it into reality. And it also helps to motivate and inspire and keep you motivated and inspired when times get tough. So it gives you a clear target. You know the target that you're hitting, that you want to hit, and you have a direction to go. So I'll give you a couple examples. One is my desire to have a home and move from New Jersey to Maine, go from working for the university as a tenured associate professor to having my own business and having the freedom of having an online business to live the kind of lifestyle I wanted. Now, this is not something people might say, oh, you're so, I've had people say how lucky I am to have the things I have and the lifestyle I have, but it was not luck. It was something that I put a lot of thought, I put a lot of planning, I did a lot of journaling, I had, you know, mentors to help me develop this vision of what's possible. And this is a plan I set in place years ago, and I just had a very, very, very clear vision of what it is I wanted, and I kept working towards it. And then when things got tough, and there were definitely times where I thought, you know, oh, it's never going to happen. How can I ever make the kind of money? You know, how can I get this new business off the ground while I'm still working full-time at the university? And so a large part of that, not just having the clear vision, but having the motivation and the drive to get me through the good times and the bad times, to not give up And I almost gave up a few times. Definitely, I almost gave up a few times. But one of the key, not the only reason that helped me make it become reality, but one of the key things was I was constantly revisiting, what is the vision? What do I want? And how am I going to get there? And when my motivation would drop, I would remind myself, you know, I would go online and, you know, look at property for sale and look at house styles and, you know, make a trip up for vacation to Maine and imagine and just kind of picture and journal what my life would be like that I wanted. So turning that vision into reality is something that definitely having a plan in place, setting your goals, mapping out a plan, mapping out that design for the life you want, the business that you want is very, very important. Number two, motivating and inspiring you to not just have the vision, but to keep that motivation and the drive to make it happen. The other example I want to give you, this is number three, is one of the huge benefits of whether you are a planner or not a planner, is it helps you to identify the steps that you need to take to make that goal, to make that vision, to make that dream become reality. So it's not, and this is where I see a lot of people, where I see some people have an aversion to goal setting and planning or setting, you know, goals at the beginning of the year, is I've had a lot of clients tell me that even setting weekly goals, we have this thing called weekly intentions in my online courses, and members of my online programs, they're not required to, but I encourage them to set their weekly goals and share their weekly goals. And I have a lot of people that don't like to set their weekly goals because they feel like they're like, well, I'm probably not going to get them all done. And if I don't get them all done, I'm just going to feel really guilty. I'm going to feel bad. And, you know, so it just makes me feel, you know, that I'm not successful. It makes me feel down on myself. So I'm not going to do it. And so the idea here is when you're setting your goals and you're setting the steps to get there, it's not so that you're just ticking off the box, you know, did I do it and did I not? Am I a success or am I a failure? Like, that's not the way to look at it. The way to look at it is that you have those steps in place. You know what the steps are to follow, but it's like a roadmap that you continually revisit. It gives you the direction of what needs to happen to achieve your goals, but also the purpose of identifying those steps to take, those goal settings, you know, whether it's weekly or monthly or quarterly, is revisiting. I think that's setting the goals is important, but to actually make it become reality, revisiting those goals, reminding yourself what they are, what are those steps, revisiting the steps, and then reevaluate where you are at a certain point in time and make adjustments as needed. So it's not so much that, you know, you met your goal or you didn't. It's more using the goals and the plan, the planning that you do and the steps that you're setting in place as a roadmap that you periodically revisit and you modify and you adjust it as needed. And sometimes your actual end goal can change. So a perfect example is for a while there, I thought my end goal and my vision was to live in North Carolina. I thought that that's where I wanted to make my home. That's where I was ultimately wanted to retire. And so some of the steps of trying to make that become a reality was to spend some time in some cities in North Carolina, look at some property, look at houses, drive around and kind of imagine, you know, living there and how did it feel? And as soon as I started mapping that out, I was like, this doesn't feel right. Like this isn't where I want to be. And so I made an adjustment. And so I kind of went back and forth a couple times from Maine to North Carolina. And then I went back to Maine. And then as I made an adjustment to my plans, it started to solidify even more. No, that's not what I want. What I, you know, the lifestyle that I wanted and what I wanted to do in Maine became even clearer to me. So part of having that roadmap and those steps to take as you're mapping out a plan, a business plan, a life plan, a personal plan, is it can, through the revisiting of that, can actually help you get more clarity about what it is that you actually want, what that end goal is. And so helping you to prioritize, knowing what to focus on, it gives you the direction and the next steps to take. But also when you have that clear kind of map in place, it helps you to save time. You don't waste a bunch of time on things that aren't going to help you achieve your goal. And by the way, as I mentioned, you may actually change what your goals are, but you're doing it by bringing in out other information and you're doing it with knowledge and information that's guiding you, and everything is moving you closer and closer to a clear vision and that end goal in place. Another example is when I left the university and I was looking at starting my own online business and leaving the university and building a home. So part of that, of the steps to make that happen, was being really clear about where I wanted to be financially before I handed in my letter of resignation at the university, because I am not one to take financial risks and I could not just go in and walk away from the university job unless I had a plan in place financially, so that if I didn't have income for a year or two, I had enough money saved up and I had calculated how much I, you know, would feel comfortable with, how much did I feel like I needed in that little nest egg, because for me that was really important, to have that financial security. So for me, that was a part of the steps of me taking to get, bring in that vision of saying, oh, I want to build that house in Maine, I want a new lifestyle. So identifying the steps to take and also prioritizing and knowing what needs to happen first, what needs to happen second, that is not going to happen effectively and efficiently without having some time to actually map out a plan based on your goals. So again, the planning of those steps and the goal setting is not so much to just to say, oh, you know, I met my goals or I didn't. But if you don't meet your goals, you revisit it and say, okay, what do I need to do differently? And it gives you that roadmap to get there. The other thing is, it will let you know, are you on track? And sometimes you may think you're on track to reach your goals, and if you don't revisit your plan and revisit your strategy to get there, you might not know that what you're trying to do is impossible. Possibly impossible. Let me give you an example here. So I had a financial goal. I can't remember how much it was at the point in time in my business. It was a certain number of amount of income I wanted to make monthly. And I was thinking about, you know, how much do I want to make per year in my business? And what does that come up to monthly? And I didn't realize until I sat down and started mapping out a plan with, you know, what programs am I offering? How many clients am I enrolling? What's my enrollment number? What's my maximum enrollment for my courses? When I actually sat down and started mapping out and planning the actual numbers and doing the number crunching and saying, okay, say if my goal was $100,000 a year, you know, what am I offering? How many students am I bringing in? How often am I offering my courses? When I actually sat down and started mapping out all of this in place, I realized that my financial goal was not actually meeting what I had in place. And I realized that in order to reach my financial goal, I had to increase my monthly income by $5,000. Changing what I was already doing, because if I just kept doing the status quo, kept doing what I was already doing, I was not going to reach that goal. And so I didn't know that until I actually sat down and I set my financial goal for the year. I mapped that out monthly, and then I actually planned it and mapped it out and looked at my individual courses, looked at my enrollment projections, and then I realized, you know, if I want to reach my goal, I either need to take so many more students or change my programs or offer something new, because I didn't want to add more students and I decided to revisit what my program offerings were. But I wouldn't have known that if I hadn't have sat down with my goal in place, knew what my end target was, and then sat down and looked at my plan and how did I plan to achieve it. And without breaking it down into those finer details of my plan, I would not have known that that I was doing well, but I would not have reached my goal if I had just continued doing what I was doing. Another example of this is in canine fitness. I was mapping out a fitness plan for my two dogs and myself. So I was like, okay, how do I build in exercise for myself and exercise for my two dogs? And so I was like, okay, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, I'll go do my running on my own for my marathon training. Tuesday, Thursday, I'll take, you know, my one dog and do my obedience training and exercise on Saturday. So I was just kind of sitting down and kind of thinking about what am I going to do for each dog. But it wasn't until I actually sat down, I pulled out a calendar, I started mapping out, okay, here's my fitness plan for myself, here's my dog's fitness plan for my two dogs, and I actually sat down, started mapping it out, setting a plan in place, and I realized when I looked at my calendar, I looked at my work schedule and everything, what I had been initially doing, it was logistically, it was impossible. There was no way it would have worked because there just weren't enough hours in the day and the way that I was mapping it out. So by sitting down and knowing what my end goals were for my dogs, knowing what the end goals were for my own fitness, I would not have known that trying to do everything without actually sitting down, mapping it out, putting the three calendars together, I realized that what I had initially planned was not an efficient way, and it was impossible. There was no way that it was going to work. I had to sit down and revise how my days were put together and when I was doing my work versus when I exercised. And I had to revise and readjust my plan, my end goal, and then move forward with that new plan. And like I said, I would have never known if I had not mapped out those steps, revisited those steps, and then revised it. I would not have known that I was on track to fail. But then the planning process helped me realize that what I was doing was not going to get me to what I ultimately wanted, and I had to revise and modify my plan. And then I was able to reach my goal. So the planning process and revisiting your plan gives you the opportunity to make those adjustments and changes along the way. And that's going to set you up for success versus just kind of, you know, going by the seat of your pants and hoping that you're going to, you know, make it happen. And then the next one the next benefit of planning is, and this is huge, is minimizing the overwhelm. So if you're familiar, it's called the Pareto, or I don't know if it's pronounced it, the Pareto principle. It's this concept that 80% of the results come from 20% of the action. So let's look at your workload. So 80% of the results of your work is coming from just 20% of the actual actions that you're putting into place. And the concept of this, the Pareto principle, let's say if we're going to put this into action, is if 20% of the action is resulting in 80% of your results, how do you know, how can you identify which 20% you put your time and energy into, right? If you're going to be putting 20% of energy into something that's going to produce 80% of your results, you want to know that you're putting the time into the right things. You need to know what to prioritize, right? So when you have a plan in place, you're mapping out a plan. Like I said, this could be a personal plan, a professional plan, goal setting, a fitness plan. But when you're sitting down, mapping it out, setting your goals and thinking about how are you going to reach the goals, is putting the steps in sequential order a lot of times, where you're going to know what is the most, what's the highest priority? What do you need to focus on first? What do you need to focus on second? What do you need to focus on third? And when you have that clear map in place, then it minimizes, can greatly reduce the overwhelm. I find the majority of the people, or I guess all the people that I work with and the people that I help on the fitness planning and the canine fitness and the business owners, is every time people come to me and they're feeling super, super overwhelmed with their life, with their business, a lot of times it's because they're kind of stuck in an action and they kind of don't know what is that next step to take, or they don't know what to prioritize, or they're prioritizing the wrong thing. And I have found that whenever I can get that plan in place and I can prioritize and know where do I put my energy first, what do I do second, what do I do third, that setting things into action minimizes the overwhelm. It really greatly reduces the overwhelm because now you have a plan and you just start chipping away at it. An example of this is whenever I do my quarterly planning for my business every year. So in January, I map out my plans for my business goals. I map it out quarterly, and I try to at least every few months, if not every month, to revisit and modify that quarterly plan. But ultimately, what happens is when I first start mapping out my year in January, it's like everything falls into January, February, and March. So I sit down and I look at my quarterly plan and I'm like, okay, here's all this stuff I want to get done. And I want to get this done in January. I want to get this done in February. I want to get this, done in January. And this always happens is I put everything way at the beginning of the year. And then I look at it and I'm like, this is not realistic. There's no way that I can get all of this done in the first 2 or 3 months of the year. And then I have to be realistic and I sit down and say, okay, what absolutely has to happen in the first quarter? And what can I move over to the second quarter of the year? What can I move to the third quarter? What can I worry about in March or April and kind of put that aside? And then what do I know I need to focus on immediately? And so I kind of map that out, map out my year, and I take my key projects and key things I need to get done, and I just kind of put them in their little slots, you know, which quarter, first quarter, second quarter, third quarter, fourth quarter. And then if I find that the first quarter of the year, the first few months, I just have way too much happening and it's like impossible to do everything, then I reprioritize and I'll say, okay, is it really, how vital is it that this project I had for February, like how important is that, that it has to be done in February? Could I move that to April? And so what happens is when I start distributing things across the year and I say, you know what, I'm not going to worry about this in the first quarter of the year. I'm going to push this over to the second quarter. I'm going to wait and I'm going to push this over to March. And I map that onto my business plan and I know that I'm going to revisit it later. I'm going to revisit it monthly or every other month. Then what happens is all that the million and one things that I need to get done, I know that I've slotted it and I've dedicated a certain month or a certain period of time to work on it. And I know that certain things are not earmarked for, say, January and February. So when I'm at the beginning of the year, I don't have to worry about everything. I don't have to stress about, oh my gosh, I have a million and one things and things are just, you know, floating on around in my head, or I'm feeling stressed about something that's not the most immediate thing that I need to be concerned with. So that helps me to see, are my plans realistic? Do I need to redistribute and change my priorities? And then once I set that out quarterly, then I can say, great, okay, I'm just going to focus on these main things that are due right now, the things I need to focus on to achieve over the next few weeks, the next couple of months, and it's zero. I can zero in, get really focused. I know how to prioritize. I know what's the first thing that I need to focus on. And then I just start knocking off that to-do list. I start working on the things that need to get done. And I know that the things that are really important later in the year, I'm not going to forget about them. I have them mapped out. I've dedicated a time for them, and I'm going to revisit that plan and adjust it as needed. So I find that mapping out that year, mapping out the quarters, looking at how realistic is it, and, you know, are there, maybe there's some sacrifices. Maybe I need to, you know, change some importance. Maybe I need to lower my expectations. It helps me to put that all into the bigger picture. And then once I start adjusting things and kind of move things, what's the most urgent, what's the least urgent, it gives me a plan in place. It minimizes the overwhelm. I now can start taking action, and it gives me that roadmap to guide me as I move forward. So it sets me up to reach my goals more quickly. I'm going to be more efficient and more effective in the things that I'm doing. It decreases the overwhelm because it's giving me a clear plan of what needs to get done and when, and it's also prioritizing it so that I know what's the most urgent that I need to worry about now, and then the things that are not as urgent at the moment, I still have it, it's in my plan, but I know when I'm going to tend to it. So I find that this is a very, 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 very powerful tool, the planning process, the design process, when you're thinking about changes that you're wanting to make in your business, in your professional life, in your personal life, in the kind of lifestyle you want. And I do this, it's not just business planning. I plan and design my life. I think about, what kind of lifestyle do I want? What do I want my weeks to look like? What do I want a typical day to look like? Where do I want my life to be a year from now? What does that look like when it comes to free time versus working versus how hard I want to work versus the income I want to make versus my vacation time? And all of that, for the things that are truly important to me, I take the time to periodically throughout the year do some vision planning, some journaling, some dreaming, revising, and then setting a plan in place. So I hope this was helpful. Those of you who are planners, this might just be reiterating things you already know and confirming it. people who are listening, if you are one of those people who have an aversion to planning, hopefully I've helped you think about things maybe with a different spin on it. I will say this is trying to go through this process of, you know, mapping out something if you're wanting to change your lifestyle, your work, your career. I do find what's also very, very, very beneficial is to not do it on your own, to have people to give you that outside perspective, people who can guide you and mentor you, people who can say, oh, you know what, that's not the most efficient way to do that. Here's a more efficient way. So I would greatly advise people if you're working on something that's super, super important for you, you know, whether it's on the business side, a business coach, a business mentor, on the personal side, whether, you know, a marriage counselor, if you have, you know, a trusted friend, you know, somebody who you respect and somebody who has knowledge and expertise in areas that you're still working on to help guide you and help you be more efficient in this process is super, super beneficial. And when you find the right support system, just really can be totally transformational in your life. So so if you'd like to know more, in addition to Canine Fitness and our Northeast Canine Conditioning, my online business and company that I have now is we also do business consulting. We have online a Canine Business Mastermind course. We have an online business course, a business program. We have a kind of standalone online course. It's called the Canine Business Jumpstart, but I work with dog trainers. I work with horse trainers. I work with people in the technology world. It's not just the canine professionals. But if this is something that you'd like to know more about, or you're looking at getting some support in this process and, you know, kind of redesigning your life, redesigning your business and moving forward, please don't hesitate to reach out. You can visit our website. It's northeastcanineconditioning.com. That's Northeast Canine, the letter K, the number 9, northeastcanineconditioning.com. And you'll see that we've got some online fitness programs, but we also have on our website our Canine Business Mastermind program. And you can check it out. There'll either be an enrollment link or you can fill out an application, and you are more than welcome to reach out to me on Facebook. My personal Facebook page is Erica Bowling, B-O-L-I-N-G. And also you can reach out on the Northeast Canine Conditioning Facebook page, and you can also email us at info@northeastcanineconditioning.com. Again, it's the letter K, the number 9, not the word canine, northeastcanineconditioning.com. Or just leave a message if you see a spot underneath this podcast, wherever it's posted. But I would love to have a chat with you. If there are some goal setting, some vision planning, or there's some major changes you're wanting to bring into your life and you're struggling to actually make it happen, shoot me a message. I'd love to have a chat with you. Give you some suggestions or just share my thoughts. And if you're looking for some additional support or some one-on-one mentoring or coaching, or perhaps one of our online courses would be great for you, just check us out. Again, it's northeastcanineconditioning.com, and I would love to hear from you. Thanks for joining, and thanks for listening.